Sometimes they're on the streets. Sometimes they live out of a car. Other times it's motel rooms, shelters, or sheds. As of December 15th, Billings School District 2 identified 385 homeless youth. These are the kids that Operation Billings Child aimed to serve.
Our goal was to reach about 350 shoeboxes and gift bags, which is what we asked the community to donate, and we asked them to get a shoebox or a gift bag and then wrap it and fill it with suggested gift items.
That's Penny Ronning. She's the founder of Operation Billings Child. It's her fourth year organizing and collecting gifts for homeless youth to enjoy during the holiday season.
This is the first year we haven't met our goal, and it's heartbreaking. I think it was a hard transition for people from an election on November 8th to just immediately start thinking about Christmas and the holidays.
The crux of Operation Billings Child hinges on education.
The longer a homeless child stays in school, the greater the opportunity that that poverty cycle ends.
The homeless youth receive the gift through the education system from one of their teachers.
It's important for us that we stay anonymous, that the connection for that child, when that gift is handed to that child by an educator, that child is thinking, school is good. Whatever circumstances may be down the road, hopefully that child will remember school is a very good thing, and that connection will be strong enough for that child to want to continue on with education.
Operation Billings Child will continue to collect donations after the holiday season.
If we find out that maybe there's a student comes back and the rest of the class is sharing what they got and the student isn't saying anything, we can quietly talk to them and say, oh, you know what? It got left here. And we can still give it to the kids. They can still feel good about it.
That's Sue Runkle. For the last 16 years, she's been the homeless youth liaison for Billings School District 2. She says that in general, kids may not even look forward to their winter break.
Because school means that there's some stability, there's a routine, you get two meals a day, people around them that they can hang with. When school break happens, there's not necessarily any of that going on. They may not have a stable place to stay.
The thing about homeless youth is they're largely invisible.
If you walked into a classroom, you would not be able to pick them out. They're regular kids. They just happen to not have a place that is their own.
I know this firsthand. I was homeless in my youth. When I was 17 and bouncing between the couches of relatives and friends, school was the one consistent thread pulling me together through confusion, fear, and change. And my teachers were my heroes, champions for me to excel and succeed, gifting me books and gift cards to go out to eat. Through the holiday season, those presents meant I was recognized, worthy of being seen. The thing about community is, a large body of people can coordinate small gestures that ensure nobody is forgotten or invisible. Hand in hand, one delicately wrapped shoebox at a time. You can visit our website, ypradio.org, to find out how you can contribute to Operation Billings Child. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.